Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. We will be frequently posting sermons from our Sunday services to offer insights and interpretations of Scripture and to help you connect biblical teachings to your daily life and circumstances. You may also watch our entire worship service online on Facebook or YouTube. This podcast was recorded on Sunday, July 27, 2025. Our preacher is Pastor Heidi Johns.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 11th chapter. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." So Jesus said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, may your name be revered as holy. May your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.'" And Jesus said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and you say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door is already locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything out of friendship, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, would give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asked for an egg, would give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. Well, grace to you and peace from God our Creator, Jesus our Savior, and the Holy Spirit who inspires us all. Amen. In his book, The Marks of Discipleship, ELCA pastor Michael Foss tells a story about a time when he was invited to be a keynote speaker at a large conference for pastors. So he was going to be a speaker, but in addition to that, they asked him if he would lead one of the breakout sessions, a small workshop that people could attend as a part of that. And they asked him if he'd do his smaller workshop on the topic of prayer. Well, Pastor Foss at first thought, well, I wonder if that's really going to generate much interest, a workshop about prayer. I mean, why would pastors want to come to something so rudimentary when they could pick a workshop on something exciting like church growth or developing a confirmation program that's relevant for teens? I mean, why would they come to something on prayer? But when the time for the breakout workshops came, the classroom where Pastor Foss was to teach his workshop about prayer, the room was filled to capacity. In fact, it was filled beyond capacity. There were people sitting on the floor. There were people standing in the door. So Pastor Foss went to his notes and he started teaching. And after just a few minutes, one of the pastors raised his hand and said, "Excuse me, but you are assuming that we know how to pray, but many of us don't." I wonder if it was a similar scene in our gospel this morning. The disciples had observed Jesus praying, and I can almost imagine one of those disciples being brave enough to raise his hand and say something like, excuse me, Jesus, but are you assuming that we already know how to pray? Because many of us don't. Lord, teach us to pray. Have you ever felt like making that same request of Jesus? Maybe there are times that you felt like that pastor or like the disciple in our story, and you wanted to ask Jesus that same question. Lord, teach us to pray. Because you don't know how to get started, or you're not sure that you're doing prayer right. And if that's true, well, then Jesus has a very relevant word for you today. Because in response to the disciples' request, Lord, teach us to pray, Jesus offers this long teaching about prayer that I just read. And in that teaching, Jesus offers a model prayer, right? A template, a model prayer that we have come to call the Lord's Prayer. And then Jesus tells a short story about prayer. And finally, he offers some words of encouragement about prayer. I mean, there is so much packed into this gospel lesson about prayer that there's way more than I can cover in one sermon, at least without making you frustrated and anxious at the length. So today I'm going to try and focus on one thing about prayer. I want to focus on what I think is the first thing that we need to understand about prayer and is perhaps the most important aspect of prayer. So today, instead of talking about the high or the how or the why of prayer, I want to talk about the who of prayer. And I think Jesus did too. When those disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray, Jesus responded by saying, when you pray, say, Father. When you pray, say, Father. And let's just pause right there, because the first thing Jesus does when teaching us about prayer is to reveal the who. Jesus shows us that the one that we pray to already knows us deeply and loves us and cares for us like a parent. Prayer invites us into a relationship with the one who not only created the universe, but also knows every time that you skin your knee on the rough edges of life. When Jesus says, when you pray, say, Father, he's telling us that we can enter into prayer with the familiarity and the boldness and the trust of a young child running to her parent, both for provision and protection. In prayer, we can make all of our needs and wants and hurts and hopes and desires known to God. We don't have to pretend like we have it all together. We don't have to pretend we're super Christian. We can be raw and vulnerable and real, and pray our prayers from the depths of our hearts. In his teaching on prayer this morning, Jesus begins by revealing who it is that we pray to. Our heavenly caretaker, who hears us, provides for us, forgives us, protects us, and delivers us, and reminds us that our prayers are received in love. So earlier this month, our grandson Otto turned 6 years old, and his birthday gave us opportunity to reminisce about the day he was born. In those moments right after Otto was born, his dad caught a really special moment on video with his cell phone. It was the moment when the nurse first put Otto into his mother's arms, that moment. And in the video, the mom, Megan, she looks exhausted and joyful. And she had just given birth, right? And as the nurse comes with this bundle of baby, Megan reaches out her arms to take him. And she says to Otto, "Come here, my love. Come here, my love." I mean, the love for this baby is just radiating out of her. Now, Otto has done nothing. I mean, nothing to earn that love or to show that he is worthy of that love. The love is just there because the relationship is there. Come here, my love. Now, it's been fun to watch Nick and Megan grow into their role as parents. Otto was their second child. They now have four. And they have this parental instinct to love and protect and provide for their children. There seems to be nothing they wouldn't do for their kids. And that's not surprising, right? I'm sure you have known or experienced or witnessed that kind of parental love too. If you are a parent, you know what I'm talking about. Well, later in this gospel reading, Jesus invites us to take on the perspective of a parent. He says, "Is there any among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion?" I mean, what parent would withhold something good from their children and then give them something harmful? Most parents would not do that, and we get it. Now, earthly parents are by no means perfect, but most want what is best for their children. Well, Jesus goes on, and he says, "Well, if you who are human parents, who are broken by sin, who are imperfect, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, imagine how much more your Heavenly Father will give. Imagine how much more your heavenly parent will give." See, the most important thing about prayer is not about you. It's not about the how or the why. It's about the who. Who it is that we're praying to and how that one sees you. Love. So I have an assignment for you this week. I hope that you will dedicate some time to prayer. And if you don't know how to start, maybe every day this week you'll pray the Lord's Prayer. But when you pray, imagine your heavenly parent receiving you with arms extended and an invitation, "Come here, my love." Prayer is an expression of a relationship that already exists between you and God. And this relationship is grounded in love. A love that comes to you before you have proven yourself worthy and before you have done anything to earn this love. A love that came to you before you even knew what prayer was. When you pray this week, hear these words, "Come here, my love," inviting you to rest in the arms of your heavenly parent who longs to care for you and provide for you and protect you. Come here, my love. Tender words spoken as an invitation from the who of our prayer. Amen.
Thank you for tuning into the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.